Opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the content creators and should not be assumed to reflect product endorsements or the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome back, everybody, to this fourth general session. Hope you're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. And we're going to have a lot going on today. So we've got our first panel is going to be Get Up and Get Moving. So we'll be covering, that's our wellness, mental health, mobility.
Yeah.
What's that?
Health and wellness.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And in the afternoon, we're going to be diving into literature with Susan Glass and Kelly Breckenhoff. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll be having our banquet. So,
wow.
So pretty good. Okay, so recapping the election results from yesterday, we had it was, I don't know if it's the first time we didn't have any running from the floor, but the three officers that were reelected were President Gabe Griffith, Second Vice President Rob Turner, that's me, and Lisa Thomas, the treasurer, and we have four board. Two new board members, that's Andrea DeKlotz and Regina Brink, and Jeff Tom was also elected again, and blanking on who, Larry Gassman,
that's okay.
Of course.
We can forget,
Larry, how could I forget you? My gosh.
Easily
I know
forgettable.
I know you would have spoken
easily
up.
Forget.
You would have spoken up for sure. So, anyway. We're a little bit early as far as starting the panel, but it's only two after nine. Well, my recap went a lot faster than I thought it was going to. So, anyway, let's just go ahead and introduce.
Rob, this is Dave. I'm going to jump in. Yeah, I was
sure.
I was just thinking this morning. It's the first time in my memory that there haven't been any contested elections. So. Elections went quickly.
They sure did. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
We're going to find out.
and Rob, if I may jump in, you want to remind folks about our virtual exhibit hall?
Oh, that's right. Yes, of course. So absolutely go check out the list of participants from Andrea that she sent out and pay them a visit. That's, you know, they're giving their time and making themselves available to us. So please take advantage of that and get to know the exhibitors. A lot of good stuff out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I see Brent Harbolt's part of it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's see.
Let's go ahead and
introduce our Get Up and Get Moving panel. We've got Connie Sims and Tom Tobin, and I'm just going to turn it over to them and let them get started a little bit early.
Well, thanks, Rob. This is Tom Tobin, and I'm the chairman of the Get Up and Get Moving campaign. Connie and I are delighted to be here today. I was so excited when I got the call from my dear friend, Sarah Harris, that she wanted us to come and present. So, Sarah, thank you so much for inviting us. So we're just going to kind of walk you through the Get Up and Get Moving campaign in a high level way. And if the host sees hands, we'd be happy to stop in mid-sentence, or not quite mid-sentence, but at some point to take those questions to keep the conversation flowing. Connie and I would like to see this kind of become more of a conversational presentation as opposed to us just talking at you. I've been on that side of the ledger, and it's not a lot of fun just to sit there and be talked to. So. Anyway, as Rob said, good morning, CCB. And you stole my thunder, Rob. I was going to say, is everybody bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today? It sounds like you all are. So, again, thanks for having us here. Ever since we launched this campaign, gosh, almost a year ago now, it's been a tradition of mine to always introduce the entire Get Up and Get Moving campaign committee, because I think it's important that all of you out there who are listening know who's on the committee, all six of us. So I'm just going to run down this list real quick. So Dan Dillon, I'm sure you all know Dan, very much involved with the Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk in honor of his late wife, terrific, from Tennessee. Connie, my co-presenter today, is from South Dakota, also the president of the South Dakota Association of the Blind. So we will be doing a tag team today. Leslie Spoon, you all know Leslie, wife of Dan Spoon, president of ACB, also very dear friends of mine, and I'm sure many of you. Amanda Selm from the great state of Kentucky. She's our newest member and probably, I would say, our youngest member, but she's been a great addition as we move the campaign forward. And then Terry Suarez, who is also from Florida, who is an incredible idea generator and really helps to help push the campaign, you know, to its limits and help us think of things out of the box to do that we think that we should be doing. So those are the five. And of course, I'm the sixth person as the chairman, and I reside in Northeast Ohio, as I think many of you know, Cleveland, Ohio. So so I wanted to start by just kind of at a high level, giving you the two overarching goals of the Get Up and Get Moving campaign. They're not going to be a surprise to anybody. They should be very, you know, much in your mind. But the first one, obviously, duh, is to get people up and get people moving, right? So, but the important part of this particular goal is that, you know, what might mean for one person might not mean the same for somebody else. So, for example, I'll use my dear friend Leslie Spoon. She's probably one of the fittest people I know in my life. She is rock solid, works out, does what, 3 or 4 community calls a week, you know, with different fitness routines and stretching and weight training and all kinds of great stuff. So she is probably at the top of the, you know, the fitness pyramid in my mind. But there are a lot of other of us out there, including me, I'll raise my hand, that probably aren't at that top level of fitness. So we have to cater, you know, our particular get up and get moving agenda to each of our abilities. So Leslie has been very, and Connie have been very helpful to me in realizing that not everybody can truly get up and get moving. So, for example, if you're not in the greatest shape, you know, even just, you know, sitting in a chair, tapping your toe, raising your head, hands above your head, anything you can do to kind of get your heartbeat up a little bit, get your blood flow going a little bit, get your breathing up, your respiration up and all that. So that's primarily what we want to do, but we want to make sure people do it in a safe way. So they don't.
This is kind of, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I need to take an emergency family call and I'll be right back.
You so take that, Connie. It's okay. No problem. I got right. it. Thank you.
I'll be.
Yep, no problem. That's right. So yeah, Connie's got some stuff going on, guys. But anyway, so that's kind of the one overarching goal that we have. Then the second one is a little bit more esoteric, I guess, but it's equally important. That is really to increase our visibility in mainstream society. I know that's a goal that we all strive for every day, but as part of this campaign, we're pushing it out as a priority that, you know, as I look at this particular goal that we as blind and visually impaired people, right? We have dreams, we have aspirations, we have our own goals. And so let's put ourselves out there. Let's get us into the mainstream society and show, you know, the everyday Joe or everyday Jane that, you know, we're just as involved and we just want to engage in the way we can to, you know, excel on our particular goals, dreams, and aspirations. So it's integrating us into the mainstream society so that, you know, we become part of that mainstream society and not some kind of sidebar over here, over on the side over here. So those are kind of the two overarching goals for Get Up and Get Moving. You know, when I was asked to take this job almost a year ago now, you know, Dan Spoon, you know, Dan and I, as I think you all know, I served as ACB's director of development from 2013 to 2020 and help them get them into a place where they could hire Tony Stevens. So Dan and I worked very closely together when he was on the board and we've become very good friends. But now as his role as president, you know, he's been harping in a very positive way that he really wants our Get Up and Get Moving campaign to leverage, you know, what we're doing with other affiliates like CCB, So that we can, you know, as I said, there's only six of us on the committee, guys. So we need to leverage our small numbers with big affiliates like you guys and help us leverage the messaging, leverage the campaign, and work collaboratively. That's a word that Dan uses all the time, and I really like that word, collaboratively. So it's important that we're able to, you know, to work together collaboratively, not just with CCB, but with as many affiliates that want to engage with us. That's really, really probably the real cornerstone of this campaign is, I like to use the word engagement. We need to engage with all of you, and you need to engage with us, and do it in a way that, you know, we're not being prescriptive as a Get Up and Get Moving campaign. We're actually looking for you to give us direction as to how we might work together and work collaboratively to help this campaign, you know, take it nationwide and make it a big deal. You know, we are also working, Tony Stevens is working with a lot of corporations right now, corporations we are calling our health heroes. And those right now include Walmart, the American Printing House for the Blind, Vanda, and Larry, I'm missing one. Help me. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not coming to mind either, yeah, it's, unfortunately.
Sorry, that's right. But so we have a handful of health heroes. And that's really cool because, you know, it's interesting how this whole campaign sort of came to evolve. And that is, you know, during this horrific pandemic, right, guys? I mean, has been a rough 2 years, 2.5 years. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but yeah. I finally traveled for the first time in 2 years, 2 weeks ago. And I hadn't really been off my property for any significant reasons for the reasons, you know, as a type 1 diabetic, I wasn't going to take those kinds of chances. So anyway, but during this pandemic, it's been really rough. And so as we get back out there and reengage with society, you know, as hopefully, I don't know what all these variants are doing, but we need to do what we can here. But so we want to engage with as many other, you know, organizations and corporations and maybe some foundations, but primarily corporations. I know there's a few that, you know, I don't have public, you know, consumption yet, but I know he's working on Nike. And what I started to say, and I just lost my train of thought, so I apologize. But when this campaign started, there was all this money that came to exist for health and wellness, right? Which is what, you know, you guys are doing, right? It's all the rage. Everyone works on health and wellness. And as it turns out, because of COVID and because of all the issues we've had and the restrictions we've had and all that, we couldn't, you know, do exactly, you know, what we wanted to do. So we're trying to engage, and this is where you could help us and help yourselves as well too. Obviously you guys in California have a lot of major Fortune 500 corporations, but there's money out there for health and wellness stuff. And that's kind of how the rationale behind this campaign got launched. And so there's corporate money out there to support issues around health and wellness. And so we're trying to take advantage of that and do things inside ACB and around the country with all of our affiliates to engage and take the campaign national. So that's kind of the rationale behind it. I don't know, is Connie back or not? I don't know if she's here or not.
Tom, this is Gabe. Could I jump in and ask a question?
She's muted. She's here, but she's muted.
Okay, yes. Yeah, Gabe, go ahead, and then I'm going to go ahead. Then I'll. Yeah.
You were talking, working collaboratively with the affiliates and stuff. So what can CCB do to, you know, what could we do, what could our members do to work with you guys and to help push this forward? What kind of things are we thinking here?
Yeah, no, thanks, Gabe. I appreciate the question. And what I would say is, you know, I've liked Connie, and I don't want to steal Connie's thunder, but one of the things that we're talking about is kind of creating a little competitive buzz out there. And I'll just use one example that we've spoken to the Indiana Council of the Blind, and they have gone so far as to really have their own like mini get up and get moving campaign inside Indiana. I don't want to say too much because Connie's going to talk about that, but
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm sorry.
And so that's okay. We're all good.
Yay, just in time.
So you know, transitioning here and pivoting, you know, Connie, as hopefully you all saw, did such a fabulous job at our DC Leadership Conference. She came to me probably what, Connie, in early, I don't know, early in the year, and said, you know, I'd really like to take the point position at the DC Leadership Conference. And as you all know, Connie has tremendous experience with the Voting Task Force and has worked with transportation and has done some great stuff at the national level to engage with all of you. And so I thought, gosh, that's a no-brainer, Tom. So with that, I'm going to turn the program over to Connie because she has really done such a great job of engagement. And I wanted to tell her part of the story today. So Connie, please.
All right. Thanks, Tom. And thanks, sure. California, for having me. And I apologize for having to step away. So
expecting.
Oh, no. Do what you got to do. Family's first.
Yeah. So I heard Gabe had a question, but I didn't catch what your question was, Gabe. So I
was just asking, Tom had been talking about Get Up and Get Moving and wanting to work with affiliates in kind of a collaborative effort. And so my question was just, basically, what is it that that we can do as a CCB, as an affiliate, to work with the Get Up and Get Moving campaign? What kind of stuff are you guys looking for, and what can we do?
It's a great question, and I appreciate that. So it goes right into what I'm kind of talking about. So I am all about collaborating. So I am, the president of South Dakota Association of Blind, and we're a small organization, very rural. I don't have a lot of active members, unfortunately, physically and otherwise. So mine are a majority of really older members, which is okay. Don't get me wrong, but some of them are active and some aren't. So and being rural, it's different. Aspect. So we can't just get together. We don't have the chapters like you guys do. We have what we call it, a local chapter here in Sioux Falls, but it's not, I would say it's called more of a peer support. So it's not what you guys would call a chapter. So we don't have the chapters to challenge each other. So we want, as a personal, we always talk about the personal, local, state, and then it's the national. So the state and the national is always here to help and to go forward and to guide. But, South Dakota is totally different than Ohio for Tom. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely way different than California, So what the big thing is that we need to help you guys find what works for you guys, what's best for California. So Tom was alluding to Indiana. And Indiana has started their own Get Up and Get Moving Facebook page, separate than their own Indiana Facebook page. And it's a private one. And it has actually really taken off. So it's just their members who they share personal journeys, personal stories. They encourage each other. And then I had a member tell me that she had invited some non-Indiana members that were visually impaired or blind and asked them to join. They were friends of hers. And they were so inspired by it that they actually became members of Indiana. So it was like a twofold. Mm-hmm. Indiana got new members. And then at the same time, they have this support system for each other that's totally different than ours, than, say it could be for anyone else, because they all have Indiana. That's their general thing. So they know what works in Indiana. One thing I think for like California is that you guys have a lot of different chapters, and I would love to see this is, maybe have a competition between your chapters. Each chapter has different members, different abilities, different places you guys live, and see what you guys can do and have a competition. A lot of times it's that fun competition. It's, that just like the walk, everyone's team, you get fun and have a competition on a walk. And I think that's what we want to make sure is we want to help guide, and we want to work with other affiliates. So we want to work with the Multicultural Center. You know, we want to work with, you know, diabetics, of course, you know, with Tom's group. We want to work with international. We want to work with, you know, Alliance of Aging. Everything. There's different ways to interact because we don't know what each affiliate or committee may need. So that's where we want to connect and have you guys connect with whoever you may need. Does that kind of make sense, Gabe? Am I kind of going a roundabout way? But
no, I think it makes sense. And yeah, maybe Larry, maybe that's something we can bring up at a president's call and have our presidents talk about.
I was
about
just thinking that it's already on the agenda. Can do.
All right, there you go.
Good idea.
Done.
Good. You know, that's just, you know, like I said, it's fun. I mean, because you guys can, you know, and you could do, I think, again, is like Tom and I talked, I would love to see, we've talked about it on the national level, is try to get affiliates going, challenging other affiliates. And we haven't got a whole lot of that accomplished, but I think it's going to take everyone to do it. So it's like, whatever happens, whatever you guys could come up with a state affiliate challenge, what would work for you guys.
California, we can do it.
Maybe different, you know, because I know it was thrown out when I presented with Tony and Leslie at Maryland. We threw out the same thing and they're like, okay, Tony's like, them and they were all, you know, they were like, Tony's like, I'm getting emails, I'm getting, you know, people are responding. So I have no idea if we're doing something or not. I haven't followed up with them. So it's like, okay, we need to get Ohio going. You know, it's like, I'm going to be in Oregon in October, you know, so we need to get that affiliate to challenge other affiliates.
Right. And, you know, Gabe, too bad we can't do this before this weekend, because, you know, next weekend, Carson and I will be both doing double marathons. So that would already have us 104-ish miles in the books, darn it.
Oh, Sarah, maybe we can do retroactive. Yeah, get that going, Sarah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can get it retroactive to May 1st.
Yeah. You know, so I think that's what we want to do, is we want to get, you know, however you guys, if it's running, walking, whatever, you know.
Swimming.
I'm going to say swimming. I just was just going to say, I have two members who swim almost like every day or three times a day, week, you know, so get that swimming going, or riding the bike, you know, exercise bike, you know, right. Doing that elliptical.
If I could break in for
people out on the streets.
Yeah, bike. Hang on. We do have a hand raised.
We have Susan Glass with her hand raised.
Yes, Susan. Let's go for it, Susan.
Sure.
Okay. I'm trying to unmute.
You did.
You did.
I really like this idea of small groups and individuals sharing what they do, and maybe we could have some sort of a get up and get moving post list. What did I do? And let me give you a few examples. So we have a very active chapter of the Vista Center for the Blind in Santa Cruz, California, and we have taken two awesome field trips recently under the leadership of Bob Geyer. We went over to the UC Santa Cruz Arboretum and had this wonderful tour of the Australian Botanical Garden with the director. So we were allowed to touch everything. It was amazing. Mm. And it wasn't a fast moving, we were on our feet all day, right? You know, it was really fun. Another time we went over there and we were supposed to have a bird tour, but the docent couldn't come, but a tree docent showed up. And so we learned all about redwood canopies and cathedrals and everything that's alive up there. And we were walking around out there. And then a couple weeks ago, some of us from the San Francisco and Silicon Valley chapter were up at Presidio trying out one of the national parks, recorded things. And I'm just thinking, you know, why can't we, every time we do something really cool like that, have some sort of a list we can post to that says, yo, guys, heads up, this is what we did today. Because it's all movement. It's all getting you out there. I go birding every day. I just came back from a 2-mile walk this morning, you know, which is, okay, only 2 miles an hour, but I'm stopping a lot and I'm going to sit still so I can record this, you know. But I just think anything we can do really matters.
We can form a California get up and get moving email list.
Well, I don't see why not.
Why not? Of course we
could. And we could I have a horse, so I'm out doing that a lot, and not everybody has horses, but it doesn't matter. Gabe does swimming. I think he should give us a recording of him swimming and huffing and puffing. I think we need the whole thing, you know.
I think she's probably listening in, but I'm already sending Vita an email asking if we can have the dog create a list for it.
I just think it'd be an amazing thing. And for all of us with dog guides, this is exactly what we should be doing with our pups. So if I sound enthusiastic, I must be. Thank you.
Well, Susan, this is Tom. I'll just comment. I'll just say that we've actually been bantering about a kind of a sidebar initiative with GDUI, and that's hop up and get moving.
I love it.
Specifically for you dog guide users, which I thought it wasn't my idea, but it was an idea that was presented to me, and I thought that's a really creative way to engage an affiliate. So
yes, it is. And yes,
I love it, Susan. I thank you so much. It is, and it actually goes into another part that I want to bring up, is that we want testimonies. So
yes,
we want testimonies. If it's written, video, pictures, we want testimonies sent to us, because we are working on testimonials. And right. So we can share, and then we can share to, as I believe Tom was talking about, the Health Heroes and corporate, and that helps get us the grants, that helps us get the sponsorships to show what we can do.
So, and how long do you want a testimonial when we write something? 100 words? What are you looking for?
Anything. It can be anything. It can be short. Okay. It can be long. Because we can take the whole thing. We can edit stuff. We can do more than one testimonial. If, you know, like you with the horses, that's awesome. You with the birding, that's a different testimonial. You know, I'm sitting here right now. You guys are going to think I'm crazy. I have resistant bands, and I'm sitting here, have resistant bands on my thighs, and I'm like using my legs. I'm actually exercising my legs as I'm
sitting here talking. You're living it right now,
Sonny. I did. I am. So I love it.
Okay. And I don't know what those are. Excuse me for those are. Where we get them? That's cool.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Excuse me, please.
Yeah, that's okay, Desi.
We have two hands up, and I also would like to please ask that people on the panel side, because you can mute and unmute, if you've got background noise going on where
I fixed it.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, but what you're saying is correct.
Yeah. Please mute yourselves if you think, and even sometimes if you don't think there's background, there sometimes is. So anyway, so first we have Olivia. You should be able to talk.
Thank you.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi. Hi, Tom. Hi, Connie. Christy, I'm stealing your thunder. Since I'm VP of CDA out here, you know, which is our newest affiliate, the California Diabetics in Action, and Larry, you should be on this too. You know, this is a you know, vital component. I know I need help personally, because I'm not really an exercise fan, but I know I got to get off my rear and get up and get on my bike and exercise bike and stuff and whatever. And you know, I think this is something that CDA could really almost, you know, take the forefront on here in California, Gabe. And Christy, if you're out there, put out your two cents too, girl, because I know you're all about that too. And we do have an education and program committee that deals with stuff like that. And part of that component is fitness and nutrition. Vivian, thank you. Mm-hmm. Vivian Younger and others are part of that committee, and I am as well, and Nellie Emerson. So I'm just out there shouting out for us. So thanks.
Excellent, Olivia. Love it.
Love it. Thank you.
Next is Christy Crespin.
Yeah, I'm following right behind. That's funny. So I'm excited because there's so much we can do. I just sent the board, because I'm a board member, you know, let's get the Get Up and Moving. I would call it CCB Get Up and Moving, because we want to make sure that, you know, people know we're CCB. But yeah, the list, the friendly challenges. But the other thing is that I don't know how many of us have Fitbits. And I would love to find Fitbit friends, or I don't even know if we can create a group in Fitbit to have that friendly Fitbit. I know Judy Wilkinson and I had been talking about it way back when she was president. And so, gosh, it would be wonderful to find people even across the country who have Fitbits or have some kind of trackers that we all can friend each other on and, you know, have these friendly competitions. Thank you so much. And yeah, Tom, it's really, your excitement is contagious. Thank you. And thank you, Connie.
Thanks, Christy.
Thanks, Christy. Yeah, so that, I mean, it's awesome. And I will, a couple things is, you know, so Susan's wondering about the bands. I will have to say that there is actually an exercise, myself and Pat Sheehan, is an action item with bands and other fitness stuff that we are actually actioning off of the thing. But you can get a pair, and I actually, Susan, or any of you guys, I can share. I have different ones, and I have found there's a set of five, and they're polyester. And I believe it's MIHL is the company, but they are the best. They're polyester. There's five different strengths, and they stay put because a lot of bands roll. And these are smaller ones, but you have extra light, extra heavy. And I use different ones for different exercises. And I can share that information with, you know, Gabe or whoever and give you the site. But I got mine off Amazon and they're not very expensive. There's other brands and stuff, but this is the brand that I have found. I've bought a couple different ones. And I've always been into exercise and fitness, especially with my background. So that's one thing. And the other thing is there's, I believe there is like Fitbit information out there or groups. And one of the things Get Up and Get Moving campaign is partnering with the IAC committee for at National. And there's actually a session called 411 High Tech, Low Tech. And we're going to be talking about equipment, ways to exercise with using low tech, no tech stuff, yeah, and stuff that have high tech. So you'll get an idea. And I think it's going to be awesome because we got some really good, not just besides us, but some other good presenters from the IAC group that exercise and share some of their journeys and information, what they use. So that would be another good
thing. We have another hand up, and that would be Nicolette. You should
be. Right. Hi there. Hi. I'm on that committee too, so I figure I might as well jump in. Having had all of this time at home during the pandemic, I've always had an exercise bicycle. A friend of mine gave it to me. Somebody had made it for her. They just put a regular bicycle on a stand, and it works very well. It does have different levels. I can do that at home, and I also got a special deal last year on the little treadmill that you use with your feet. And I specifically did not get the electric one because I wanted to be doing all the work. Also, I've had two knees replaced and I've had a hip replaced. So there are a lot of exercises that you can do at home, on the floor, on your bed. So even if you're not able to get out and walk, there are a lot of things that you can do. And if you've got no exercise stuff whatsoever, those bands that you use are great. They're not that expensive. They're wonderful. And just regular exercises with your own body really mm-hmm. help a lot. So thank you very much.
And Nicolette, this is Tom. I would say, hey, you've got some great testimonial yes. opportunities there, right, Connie?
Yeah, exactly. Love to hear those. You know, we talk about soup cans. We talk about, you know, frozen vegetables and stuff, you know, and just your own body weight, you know. But yeah, I mean, even standing like, you know, I was thinking about this earlier and I used to do medical stuff and I used to teach, you know, I was a certified sports. So I worked for chiropractors and I worked, you know, for doctors and, you know, but you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but you know, when you stand in line, especially like, you know, long grocery lines or whatever, you want to just kind of like, you want to squeeze those glutes. That butt, those mutt muscles, your abdominals, because that actually makes your back stronger. If you don't have a strong core, your low back, your back's not going to be strong. Yeah. So that actually helps. So that's just a simple thing. You know, people think, you know, but it's just a subtle little move that you can do while you're standing in line. you know, or yeah.
I was going to say, you took us into some of the collaborations that we're doing at convention. So I thought I might continue that narrative. Information Access is our first collaboration with all the fun tools and things you can do to measure your exercise and your fitness. Get Up and Get Moving is also collaborating with ACB Diabetics in Action and Donna Brown's Brendan Dillon Memorial Walk Team. You know, we're working together. It's all about moving, right? So we're working. If you register, if you're coming to Omaha and you register for the walk, you'll get invited to what's turned into a much bigger deal. And that's a tailgate party that's actually now going to be hosted by ACB and used to leverage and recognize and acknowledge our health heroes in a bigger way. So the idea came out of ACB Diabetics, but it's now been elevated to a much more prominent level, and ACB Diabetics doesn't have to pay for it. So there you go. Anyway, but that's going on. And then we're also collaborating.
Next Gen.
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead. Yeah, Next Gen. Oh, you do it. Yeah, Next Gen. Go ahead.
It's just health. It's health and self-care. So, and that is on Tuesday, the 5th. So,
So that's going on. That'll be an awesome thing. And then to kind of, you know, round out the convention activities, we are doing a collaborative Get Up and Get Moving dance party with BPI, Blind Pride International, and the Multicultural Affairs Committee, which will be fun. We're going to have a DJ and have music. It's going to be right after the banquet. So whatever, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And we'll kind of... that'll probably be the last activity that we do at convention. But so anyone that's coming to Omaha, which I hope there are several of you that are coming. I know it's not an easy place to get to, but we'd love to have you join us with all these Get Up and Get Moving activities. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We are having a walk across the bridge expands from Nebraska to Iowa. It's a 1 mile walk each way. So it's a 2 mile walk altogether. And we're hoping to get some good media coverage for that. Anybody has a drone? We would love to get drone coverage. But so we're the Get Up and Get Moving committee and folks are going to be busy, busy, busy at convention. And we invite all of you that are coming to Omaha to be part of it. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Nellie Emerson would like to say something. You should be
Nellie. I am really excited about the Get Up and Get Moving initiative. I have participated in fitness and exercise activities throughout my life, gone to gyms and to the Y. And during COVID, things had to change. But what I want to say is I want to encourage everybody that a habit begins just by trying something and then doing it for a short period of time and then doing it consistently. And as I have done, I can increase the time that I work on exercises and also things that are just totally enjoyable. The birding is one of the activities that I participate in. And so I just want to encourage each of you, you can begin small and increase, and it'll be beneficial to you and to everybody. Thank you.
I love that. Thanks, really, Ned. About starting a habit and turning it into something permanent. That's really, I like it. Can I steal that? I like that.
I love it. You know, and it is, and it's so true, because you want to start small. You don't want to start and think, oh, I can do all of this, you know, right, at once. You want to start small and you want to do one thing and then just gradually, you know, I've been exercising in health all my life, but there's times I've had to have setbacks and stuff. So I've had to start slow back over again, you know, and it's like, really? I'm like, I used to be able to do all of this, you know? So I was like, now I have to start slow again. And it's like, and it's frustrating, but again, it's that mindset, and it's, you feel better mentally, emotionally, you feel better. You know, and it's your muscles, your whole body will appreciate you. It's the little bit, you know, it's just walking around your house, walking around your hallways. You know, if you live in an apartment, just go, you know, my mother-in-law was passed away, but she lived in an apartment and she used to go just walk her hallways. You know, that was what she did for her exercises. Yeah, it's like go up and down the hallways, you know, up and down the steps and walk hallways. And that's all that you need to do. You know, like just me with these bands right now, I'm not getting really a heart rate going, but I'm getting that movement. I'm getting something just going. I walk around the house with them. So you get that resistance, you know. So it's a little bit of just anything. It's up and down, kneeling.
Yeah, I would just add to what Millie said about, you know, starting slow and what you said, Connie, about starting slow and building a habit. And one of the other things I found personally successful, when I could see, I was a pretty avid soccer player and played baseball at varsity level. And, you know, but those days are long gone. But having a buddy system, too, someone says, hey, come on, Connie, let's go for a walk. And then so she's like, oh, yeah, I was just being lazy. I didn't want to do it, but you got me motivated. Let's go do it. I think a buddy system is another great strategy to help all of us get up and get moving, because sometimes it's real easy to say, I'm not in the mood. But if I have a buddy to go out and work out with, it makes it a lot more fun.
Yep.
Rob would like to make a comment.
Go ahead, Deb. Go ahead,
Rob. This is Rob. And I'm also a big believer in exercise. I think just ever since junior high school, I had an inspirational PE teacher and really got us going. And one of the things that happened to me is I like to do my running in place. And for a while, I was kind of self-conscious about that. And then I kind of realized, you know what? I don't really – If my neighbors, because I'll do it outside, you know, and if my neighbors see me, I get to the point where it's fine, you know. Yeah, it probably looks weird. I mean, I don't know, but I think it's great also because I've had some positive comment. Hey, good, have a good workout. You know, you're really getting your exercise, and I think discipline is really important too. That's the other thing. It's just you really have to just, like you say, if you're not in the mood, just somehow force yourself to do it. And
I say more power to you, Rob. I love that idea.
I love it.
When I went back to finish my degree at Kenyon, I had a single room, and so I wasn't, you know, almost could touch, you know, one wall, the other wall, if I spread my arms out. So I'd turn on, you know, cassette tape that goes long, tells you how old I am, going back to cassette tapes, but I put a tape of just music on, and I just dance around in my room. I'm like, I don't care if anybody sees me. I'd work up my heart rate. When I was done, I was sweating, soaking wet, and it's like, you know, it may look stupid, but it got the job done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just it. It's like, you know, we live in a smaller house, and my husband loves to lift weights. And we have, you know, an exercise bike, and we have, you know, the manual treadmill and stuff. But we don't have room, or we have an old house. We don't have the high ceilings. So we can't do like a lot of the higher stuff. But he is so creative with different bands and different, because there's like, again, there's all different types of bands, but to work out his legs and his arms and stuff, things that I would never think about, how he sits there and thinks about, well, I can do this exercise if I just adapt something else. So I think that's really a good way to do it, because we all just think outside the box. Mm-hmm. And yes, again, it's the body just moving, and how this is going to work for you, or this is going to work for me. But I see that. Susan, go ahead. I'm sorry, Desi, but yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
I'll be very quick. I love the running in place, Rob. Thank you for that. And I don't care who looks either. the key word here, I think, is collaboration. You know, in the really depths of COVID, you know, I was trying to do everything by myself, walk the dog and yoga and stuff. Frankly, I got depressed and a little lazy because there was no one to talk to about it, right?
Yeah.
And I think just to have someone to say, hey, what'd you do? Did you get out today? No. Well, I did. Oh, well, you did. I better get off my butt, you know, because it can be very hard, even when you have your bands, even when you have everything at your disposal. If you are feeling lonely or isolated or going through a little bit of seasonal affective disorder, which I have every year because I have pretty profound light perception, you got to have some help. And I was so bummed when yoga class stopped because it was live. And I think just creating this network on our CCB, you know, what are we doing? Our fitness group, maybe having fitness buddies in ACB where we call each other up. How is it going today? It just keeps it going. We're social creatures, aren't we? We need it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Susan. You're right. And I know we're getting close to time, Tom, but I really would challenge you guys, you know, be the first affiliate to come out and speak up and say, this is what we're doing for an affiliate. Let's hear what the rest of you guys are doing. I mean, Indiana did that with Carrie Goodman at the DC, talked about the good, you know, the Facebook page. But I would love to hear feedback and how you guys are going to challenge each other and support each other. But please, you know, reach out to Tom or myself and get us testimonies, because that's what we want. I mean, share among you guys yourselves, but then get it to us on the national level so we can actually spread it. And when, it doesn't have to be one or two. It can be anytime something inspires you, some type of inspiration. And it doesn't have to be great things. It's just little things, because all of us are different. So what might be great for me might be little for Tom, but it's something special. It's something that makes you work and what makes you tick.
And this is a little bit off topic, but I wanted to mention that our affiliate, the California Council of the Blind, we've had a fitness consciousness going back to when Judy Wilkinson was president several years ago. We had been working with a company called On the Move and selling the sit mills, you know, where you're basically in your chair and you use the sit mill to get some exercise. So I just think it's something we've been thinking about for quite a while, and it's been on our consciousness. So I just think it's real important to. I'm just a big believer in exercise. What can I say?
We're our role, Connie and my role in the whole campaign committee is really just to try and do what we did today, guys, and get you all excited as an affiliate about, oh, how can we do stuff? And, you know, that's what our real role is here. And however we can support you guys and, you know, help you achieve what you want to achieve. That's our goal. We want to help you guys to do what you want to do to get up and get moving. So sorry, Larry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, whatever we do to keep it moving, whatever it is, the better off we are. I have an On the Move that I bought. And when I'm sitting here doing tons of stuff for ACB, and it means I can't get out of my chair to do stuff, I'm hooked up to that. When I also have a Nordic track in the front room that we were given. John and I were both given, and I also use that. And then there are times when I want to walk, and we can walk about a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles up and that far back. So I do a combination of all three. I need to do it more often, but I've got choices. And sometimes variety is really good, so you don't do the same thing over and over again.
Excellent.
But there's no excuse. And I also have physical therapy things like TheraBands. Mm-hmm. The last time I did physical therapy. So I use those when I'm sitting here as well. So there's all kinds of ways to get it up and get moving no matter what you're doing.
Exactly. I love it. Yeah. That's just it. There's so many different ways. And I mix up my routine all the time and try to do different things, because I don't say I get bored, but that way you can work different body parts, and it might, the same routine may work the same muscle group or the same area, the region of your body. But at the same time, it's a different movement. So it's using those muscles at a different angle. And that's just part of me being medical massage. You know, you have your muscles in surgeon and origin. So it's just a matter of how you work in those muscles and that group and those ligaments. Mm-hmm. So what else do you think, Tom? But I mean, that's kind of, I would love to keep, see you guys and hear what you guys decide to do. I think this is fantastic if you guys can do it.
It sounds like there's a lot of enthusiasm. I applaud that. I really do.
I do too.
And there's no formula. As kind I've been saying, it's up to how you guys want to do it as an affiliate, and frankly, how you want to do it as individuals. I mean, Susan had a lot of good ideas. Rob, you had some great ideas. Gabe, some great ideas. Larry, you know, so challenge each other and say, hey guys, how do we really leverage this Get Up and Get Moving campaign and hit it hard?
Yep, I agree. I mean, and that's just it, is just support each other, have that buddy system, and do the Facebook or the email page, and just share things and encourage, because that's the biggest thing, is you need that encouragement. You need that support. It's just like a good, you know, clap thing, or, you know, just happy that you're good job. Sometimes it's just the simple words is, you know, I'm glad you did it today. You know, it just, it doesn't have to be thick things. You know, I have a buddy, I have a friend on my watch that we keep track of each other. And sometimes we don't even pay attention to, you know, and respond to if, say, she does a workout or I do a workout. But every so often, you can just kind of tell that you need that, oh, good job, or way to go, or something. You know, but that's just a, an ongoing thing that we know that that support is there if we need it.
And this is a good reminder, too, for us chapter presidents to maybe have a program about this at our chapter meetings. You know, we're always looking for new ideas.
And Bob Acosta has his hand up.
Rob?
Yes.
Good morning, all. It's Lisa. So I thought I would just interject.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, hang on, Bob. Let me let Lisa finish first.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
No problem.
You're good, Bob. I just wanted to interject really quickly since we have all this great motivation starting so early this morning. Why don't we give a little bit more motivation and do a door prize that someone can maybe go out and buy some exercise bands right now on Amazon?
May I comment first, please?
Yeah, we'll let Bob comment.
I'm old. I'm old, fat, and gray, but my dog makes me work every day. Thank God. He says, "You idiot, let's go." I don't want to go. Let's go. And we go. But I want to challenge the council. It's great. Connie and Tom are two wonderful people. And I wasn't going to even come to this. I said, you know, and I'm listening. And my comment is this. I challenge the council to create a Zoom program once a week to get, you know, not only lead us in exercises, sedentary, because some of us are old, and also, where do we get the bands? Where do we get some of these things? What is it going to help me with? I don't know who Rob Turner I think of, because he was in the Sierra Club, very active athlete, but I'll leave it to the council and our president. That's getting moved. It doesn't cost money, and those who are interested will be there. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. As we're winding up here, Rob, I just wanted to say, we do have a Get Up and Get Moving Facebook page. We would welcome all of you to join, right, Connie?
And, exactly.
And I would just also like to say, I'm sure many of you have this, but I want to just give my contact information out so that it's easy to find me. I mean, Larry can share it with you guys, but so there, we do have a Facebook page that Connie and a few people oversee, which is, I'm very new to Facebook, so I depend on Connie to help me. But so send emails to my email address is T as in Tom, L as in Lucky, my last name, TOBIN at ATT.net. So that's TLTobin at ATT.net. And my cell phone is 847-846-8375. And reminder, the 847 is a Chicago area code. It goes back to my Hadley days, but I'm in Northeast Ohio, so on Eastern Standard Time.
And I'll share my information. My information is out there too, but it's Connie, it's KONI.L.Sims, SIMS, at gmail.com. And my number is 605-941-9512. So I'm in South Dakota, I'm Central Time. And I'm actually in the process right now of emailing the bands that I use, and right now on Amazon Prime, they're like $13.87. There's a set of five of them. So, I mean, they're really reasonable. They're cheaper than they were when I bought them. But I'm going to send them
Isn't
to
that
Dave,
how it works?
And I think, yeah, exactly. It is. You know, it's that, and it's actually, I think, cheaper than when, you know, and these are the bands that are going to be in this exercise healthness group of stuff that Pat Sheehan and I are actually offered for the auction. So it's something different for that.
If you send that to me, Connie, I'll get it distributed out to
our list. I'm actually doing that right now as we talk.
Yeah, so. Just let everyone know.
So, well, I think it'll just be a good, you know, and I love Rob, you know, about challenging, you know, because it doesn't have to be anything big and hard or, you know, it's something that, it's like, as Leslie would say, I'm going to take Leslie's line, is just tap your toes. As you're sitting in your chair right now today, just tap those toes, wiggle those fingers, you know, tap them on your desk or chair. And that's just movement. So, and I love it when she talks about that, because that's just movement.
Yeah, you were dealing with your crisis, but yeah, I mentioned that because that's one of my favorite Leslie-isms, I like to call them. Yeah, it's so what, you know, you don't have to be a fitness guru like Leslie. You can just tap your toe, raise your hands above your head, you know, all that stuff about just moving is really, everybody's different, and you got to go at your own pace.
Well, I want to thank you, Tom and Connie, for hopefully getting us up and moving this morning. I definitely know how important this is, because if you don't exercise, you're not going to be that healthy. So let's get motivated and go from there. So
thanks very much for
taking your time out this morning to talk to us about exercise.
Well, thanks to you, and thanks to Sarah for reaching out to me and the Get Up and Get Moving campaign and inviting us. It's been a real pleasure, guys. Hope the rest of your convention goes great, and thanks again for having us.
Our pleasure.
Nice. So, Lisa, thank you.
Time for a door prize.
You ready?
We are ready.
Okay, I'm all set up. Let's go.
Spin that wheel.
Sound effects and everything.
Right.
And we have a $25 Amazon gift card going to Christine Bailey.
Hey, Christine. Nice, way to go. And by the way, I was when my computer crashed last night, I was sort of hearing in the background, my wife said, "Hey, Rob, you won the $50 Golden State Guide Dog Handlers door prize." So $50, hey, that'll be, like Gabe said, that's good for an hour of tech support if I need it. So,
and Rob, how, speaking of your computer, is your computer behaving today?
So far, so good.
Good, good.
Yeah. All right. So, again, a reminder to everybody, don't forget to visit the exhibitors. Check out the list that Andrea sent out and give those guys your business if you can.